I'm Wendell Shaman. I'm chairman of the U.S. Grains Council. I farm near Kirkwood, Illinois.
Very good. And what do you farm?
Corn and soybeans, got a small cow herd, sort of more of a hobby than anything else. But can't get totally out of livestock business and call yourself a farmer.
So what are we talking about here today at Trade Talks? Certainly trade is a big deal.
Well, yeah, that's what we do, is work on developing markets for corn, sorghum, barley, and distillers dried grains around the world. Really excited to have the free trade agreements passed here recently. Happened much slower than we would have preferred. We watched the market at Colombia just drift away from us as other free trade agreements were negotiated by the Colombians and Panama. So we should have that market back. Some of us will be going down there to talk to them and try and say, hey, you know, we really want you as customers. We're a good supplier for you, and please come back.
Well, during the negotiations, you know, Colombia was very vocal about wanting the U.S. product and wanting that passed as well.
Yeah, it was frustrating. They were very good to deal with. The problem was pretty much on our end, just working through the governmental processes and how slow it is in the United States. They were anxious to get back in business with us.
So implementation, how long does that take before you think you'll start seeing that and some results?
It'll take a while. There's still some technical stuff to do, and I can't say that I'm totally up to speed on that, but I don't think it'll take a long time, and it should be a market that comes back to us reasonably quickly. Just geographically, if for no other reason, we're the closest suppliers. It's not very far across the Gulf of Mexico to get to Colombia.
And the other agreements as well?
Well, Panama, Korea is the bigger market. It's one of our major markets. It's fourth or fifth. I don't know if they slowed down a lot, but it's good to have that market opened up again. But I think it'll probably expand some for us. And Panama is a smaller market, but Panama has the advantage of you get shipments coming there, and then it'll be split off on smaller ships and go other places around the Caribbean area. So, you know, they're all important markets, and, you know, you never turn a market down. You're always trying to open as many as you can, as many places as you can. One of the things we like to say is when trade works, the world wins.
I'd like to hear your thoughts about China.
Well, China is really exciting. It's one of these overnight successes. Well, not quite. We've been there for over 25 years, and it's been a long, frustrating process, much more so than we probably anticipated going in there. But it really looks like it's opening up. That economy is just growing so rapidly. You've got more hogs there than any place in the world, and they want to feed their people. They've got more people that can afford to eat better, and it just looks like a real opportunity for us. And we worked hard to open doors over there and develop contacts.
So it's nowhere but up at this point?
Well, I think so. It's not going to be a smooth ride. I'm sure it's like any other market. It will be determined by their production. There'll be ups and downs, but I think the long-term trend is positive. I'm pretty bullish on it.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're looking at some other new markets. Longer term, we're starting to look at India and Bangladesh. We just did a trip to sub-Saharan Africa. There's some countries that are stabilizing, getting better governments over there, and economic conditions are improving. Again, I think a long ways out, but it's certainly some places that need attention, and we're starting to look there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie.